We've had some relaxations in the conditional movement control order, but it seems like some Malaysians have taken these relaxations for granted. All of us need to remember that despite these relaxations, the COVID-19 danger isn't behind us and the pandemic is still being battled. Despite the 4 days specifically given for interstate travel, some chose to ignore the designated days and have been trying to curry-curry balik kampung despite the police and the Ministry of Health's warnings. Mo even released an infographic stating up until the 17th of May 971 positive cases are 14.1% out of the overall number of cases had a history of traveling interstate and 18 out of 49 clusters were linked to interstate travels. On the 16th of May, a whopping total of 508 vehicles were stopped nationwide for trying to sneakily break CMCO by trying to cross state lines. This issue is being taken very seriously by PDRM and Inspector General of Police Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badur said that they will be tracking down those who made unauthorized interstate trips to celebrate Hari Raya with their families. Aside from conducting roadblocks, the police will check housing areas and villages to track down those who have flouted the Conditional Movement Control Order (MCO) by traveling across states to balik kampung for Hari Raya. The Star reported that the police and military will be checking houses in housing and villages nationwide. They will also be checking vehicles to see if the driver has any permits to travel interstate. Those who are caught traveling without permission would be investigated under the Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases Act 1988 and Police Act 1967. The police are forced to take these measures due to some Malaysians who can't seem to understand that COVID-19 is still among us. Your sacrifice will all be worth it if it means we don't have to deal with this pandemic. So, please stay home and just stay safe. Also read, take note, PDRM sets up 9 roadblocks in Selangor to prevent unnecessary interstate travel. You have reached the end of this story.